Okay, so I'm not necessarily someone that has a hard time sleeping. Like once I'm asleep, I have typically a restful sleep. I'm not really tossing and turning, but I noticed, and I think we were talking about this on the podcast, like I was getting into this really bad habit where I was falling asleep on my phone and I just knew there was no way that was good for me. Like I consciously was aware of the fact that this wasn't good and I was doing it anyway. And then I started to use Hatch, which I'll tell you more about in a second because the hype is very much real. But I will tell you that I really do notice a difference when I wake up because it just feels like more of a restful sleep than I even knew was possible. Like I would have told you before this that I felt that I had a pretty restful sleep. And I think that I did, but this took it to a whole other level. So the thing is, like, there are so many things that want to keep us up at night, whether it's social media, our to-do lists, our favorite shows. A million things don't want you to sleep, but Hatch does. And Hatch helps you choose sleep and creative bedtime habits that make you feel better at night and energized in the morning. By the way, that's the thing in terms of energized in the morning. I was waking up to this like very jarring phone alarm, as I'm sure many of you are. And I had this moment where I was like, it doesn't have to be like this. And it doesn't. With the Hatch Restore, not only can you wake up to kind of a calming sound, but also the sunrise light. It just feels very peaceful. Like you have to try it to know what I mean. But once you try it, you will get it. And with the Hatch Plus subscription, you can unlock premium routine building features like Cue to Unwind, which signals you when it's time for bed, and Pillow Talk, which is an audio series, kind of like your favorite bedtime TV shows without the screens that keep you up. Because again, that was my thing. I wanted to get rid of the screens. I am such a fan of this, and I've gotten it for so many people, and it has been so beneficial. Right now, Hatch is offering our listeners $20 off your purchase of the Hatch Restore and free shipping at hatch.co/CBC. Visit hatch.co/CBC to get $20 off and free shipping. hatch.co/CBC. So as you guys know, Julie and I had never really been big Bachelor watchers. And this year we started watching Bachelor in Paradise and we are fully hooked.
Like, no, it's amazing.
It is so good, which is why we're so excited to tell you guys about a new podcast called Bachelor Happy Hour with Rachel and Allie. So the two hosts are both former bachelorettes. It's Rachel Lindsay and Allie Fedotowsky-Mano. They're not strangers to dating on national television, and they are now sharing their stories and experiences on their own show. So basically, Bachelor Happy Hour with Rachel and Allie kind of takes you behind the scenes of all things Bachelor Nation with stories you will not hear anywhere else. So they have fellow show alumni come on, they dole out relationship advice, they talk about behind the scenes exclusives. It's really cool. They also have, you know, cast members come on and just getting their takes on everything that's kind of going on in Bachelor Nation. Also, Rachel talks about, you know, how she found love with Brian and the whole transition to motherhood and all this. It's just really great. These women are awesome. And in just a moment, you will get to hear a preview of what's to come on Bachelor Happy Hour with Rachel and Allie and what it was like when the cameras stopped rolling. And while you're listening, go subscribe to Bachelor Happy Hour with Rachel and Allie on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to comments by celebs. Welcome to your new home of Bachelor Nation news. Start listening now at wondery.fm/commentsby.
Hey guys, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Allie.
And welcome to our brand new podcast,
Bachelor Happy Hour. That's right. I hope you have your wine, Rachel.
Allie, have yours?
I stay with a glass of wine.
Because happy hour is the best hour, and that's what this hour is going to be.
All right, all right. I like that. And I feel like the more wine that you get in us, the more bachelor secrets are going to come out about our time on the show, right? I mean, I have a lot of them. I know you do.
Allie, I think I'm already too blunt and direct, and I'm afraid of what a couple of glasses of wine are going to do.
All right, Rach, let's talk about what we've been doing since we were both on the show.
Yeah, I feel like I have really big news because we're about, I don't want to give too much away, but next month, I'm getting married to Brian. It's been a long time coming. 2 years. It's crazy to think 2 years since we first met each other. 2.5, really.
Really? It's been that long?
Yeah, since we met each other for the first time. He walked out of that limo, spoke to me in Spanish, and I've never been right since. Actually, I've been for the better since. But we're getting married. It's a destination wedding. We are so excited. I'm just ready to start that next chapter. And, you know, I look up to you. You're married. Aww. You have two kids. I follow your stories. I, like, pinch your kids' cheeks through the phone. I want that. I'm so ready for that. But you know what I will say, though? I can't give away too many details now, but I'm very excited that it's actually not a televised wedding. I wanted that before, but we're in control. We're doing it our way, and it's really going to be a beautiful thing.
But please share some pictures with us.
There will be pictures, don't you worry. Pictures, videos, the works.
Oh, good. I can't wait to. And I have to say, you know, you talked about my kids. You and Brian going to have kids?
Yes.
You're going to have some cute kids.
Thank you.
So for me, let's see. I did not end up with the guy I ended up with on The Bachelorette. It was 10 years ago. His name is Roberto. I've always say I wish Roberto the best of luck. I think he's a great guy, and I'm super excited for him to meet somebody who he can settle down with. But we were just toxic together. Sometimes two people are great people. They're not good together. But since then, my time on the show, I met my husband, Kevin. He is the – it's so funny. I always say that Kevin is the guy that I describe to The Bachelor producers when they ask me what kind of guy I want.
Really?
100%. I always said I wanted somebody who was like quirky and smart, really funny off the cuff, but like a little bit of nerd in them. And that is my husband, like to a T.
So I feel like there's certain questions that people always ask you over and over again when you're the lead of the show, or even if you're a contestant. And one of the questions I always get is, do couples really, really fall in love on the show? Do you get that question?
Yes, pretty often. And what is your answer?
I mean, I do feel like I fell in love with Brian on the show. Nothing's a sure thing, whether you meet someone in the bachelor bubble or you meet someone outside of it, right? You're taking a risk. Sometimes you just have more time to think about it than others. But for me, I knew Brian was the one. My mom told me to always follow my gut, and I truly think that I did that. I think it's when I met people outside of Bachelor Nation, when I met his family, when he met my family, that I really thought, you know what? He's the one.
Like, because it is hard. I mean, how much, you don't spend very much time together. I mean, under 48 hours the whole season you probably spend with him physically.
I think it's 24 hours, but there were just certain, I think with Brian and I, it was the age, it was timing, there were certain questions, we just knew what we wanted for each other.
Do you think that's love? Like a close thing to love at first sight? Like, because I feel like to love someone is to know someone.
I felt I knew him. I mean, I definitely knew the day after, when the cameras were gone, and he was the exact same person that he was on camera with me. But I would have to say I knew before.
Well, I'm so happy that you had that because I had the opposite experience.
Did you really?
Yes. I mean, as soon as the cameras went away, I kind of had, I mean, not as soon, honestly, like as soon as the cameras go away after you get engaged, you get like 5 days, what, wherever you are. I was in Bora Bora.
Oh my gosh, I'm jealous.
It's pretty awesome. And that was actually pretty great. I remember some pretty great moments there, but our little happy couple, you know, weekends that we would have together, they're called happy couple weekends. I remember like having a big fight then and thinking, I don't even remember what the fight was about, but thinking like, this isn't right. So I want to talk real quick about what this podcast is going to be like. I think, Rachel, that you and I have very, very unique perspective on what it's like to be on the show. So I feel like we are the perfect people to host this podcast. As a Bachelor super fan, because that is what I am, you guys, I am so excited about the guests we are going to have on this show. I mean, I'm not just excited for you guys listening. I'm just excited for myself personally, because after the episodes, I'm so like, oh my gosh, I have to know what this person was thinking. And on this podcast, you are going to get to hear from the guy or girl who was eliminated on the last episode. We're going to have the absolute latest breaking news from them. I mean, they don't get that rose. They have a lot to say. They're going to be right here on our podcast to say it.
We can also give you the behind the scenes things, too.
People always ask, why is the driveway so shiny? That's because Chris Harrison waters it, so it looks nice and shiny. Like, why is it always wet? Was your dress soaking wet on the first
soaking
night?
Soaking wet, so heavy. Oh, worst thing, trying to go to the bathroom. Don't get me started.
There's all weird behind the scenes things like going to the bathroom in a soaking wet gown. Well, we'll get into that, I'm sure.
I think what a lot of people don't realize or know is that you're not alone in the fantasy suites. There are no cameras, the lights go away, there's no sound guy, but a producer does stay in whatever facility you're in.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you didn't have that?
No!
What? They left you by yourself?
Yes! I mean, the cameras were there when we were like making out on the bed, then like, you know, one of us gets up and shuts the door and like the scene is over, you know? But after that, we were alone. No. In fact, on my season, I wished that I wasn't alone. And again, no offense to Chris Lampton, because he's a great guy and he's happily married with a baby now. But back in the day, we both weren't into each other. He was in my top two by default, because the guy who would have been in my top two sent himself home, Frank. Shame on you, Frank. But I didn't want to have a fantasy suite with Chris, even though he was in my top three, because we didn't have that connection. So I actually asked one of the producers to call and like an hour into our fantasy suite date and say there was an emergency and I had to leave.
Call who, though? You don't have phones.
Oh, there was a phone in there. It was really? Like the hotel phone. You know, like we didn't have a cell phone or anything. But yeah, that's how I got out of it. if she was in the room, which I could, well, actually, if she's in the room, I would have been probably.
Yeah,
not.
No. So maybe I should like be more clear. They're definitely not in the room. But I remember on Nick's season, we were in this house. And so we were upstairs and the producer stayed downstairs. And I remember thinking, that is so responsible. Just in case something happens, somebody freaks out, just like for, you know, insurance purposes.
And times have changed. Yeah. I think after some of the drama over the seasons, they've got their ducks in a row.
No, somebody was there for me. And I love hearing the story about how you had the producer call, because I definitely had a fantasy suite with somebody who I was like, I just know I'm not into this person. You know how it goes. You can't be into all of them. And I thought, gosh, could we stay late? You guys stay late with us in the fantasy suite and then come super early to come get me. And they did, because I remember the NBA finals were on. And so they all stayed in the room and watched. And then they left. And then they came first thing in the morning when the sun came up. And
you got to tell us who this is.
You know, you could probably guess.
Who,
right?
Who was on your season? It was Peter, Brian, and
Eric.
Oh, it was Eric.
It was Eric.
Oh, Eric.
Love
we're
you,
sorry.
Eric, but, you know, we just didn't have that type of connection.
Totally. You can't like them all. That'd otherwise be a different show.
All right, you guys. So raise your glass, because Bachelor Happy Hour is out now. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
So I'm a big fan of transparency across all aspects of life. Like, generally speaking, there's pretty much nothing I wouldn't rather be told straight up. But specifically when I'm buying something or paying for a service, I just want to know what I'm getting myself into. And oftentimes there can be so much nonsense or so much yada yada. For example, sneaky terms hidden in the fine print of contracts, or bills that randomly go up without properly alerting you, or budget airlines with cheap fares but then exorbitant fees to make up for it elsewhere. And we just should not need to be dealing with this type of yada yada in our lives. And yes, you could read every single word of every single contract, and that's one way of avoiding it. Or you can go with a trusted brand like Metro by T-Mobile that helps you to get ahead and not pull you back. That's right. You don't take yada yada from life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and not a yada yada, which honestly gives so much peace of mind. Like, you shouldn't have to compromise for an okay option with sacrifices when you really deserve that full transparency. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.